A long time ago in Egypt, there was a sea dragon that was attacking the village and killing the people. King Teddy is responsible for the safety of his village, and so he wants the great hero, Abi, to kill the monster because Abi saved a lot of people from the Cyclops.
I command you to kill the sea dragon because it's killing too many people, and there has to be an end to it. My people have to be safe.
I'll kill it, only if you let my son James marry your daughter Princess Sophia Christine as my payment.
I agree. If this continues, I'll have no more people in my kingdom.
King Teddy gives Abi a scythe and a shield. It is not just a normal scythe and a shield, it has powers. Only Abi can use it because he has proved himself worthy. The scythe contains venom that will kill the sea dragon. And the shield has a force field that surrounds and protects Abi.
I could only take you to the cave, but I cannot go farther. I have to get back to rebuild my village.
King Teddy took Abi to the cave and told him to do his best. When Abi hears the sea dragon snoring, he starts fighting the dragon. The dragon breathes fire and spits fireballs at Abi. But he uses the shield to block the fire from hitting him. Then the dragon sees that he has a shield and scratches Abby's arm so he cannot hold the shield.
Is that all you got?
Abi gets mad and slices the dragon in half. And the dragon dies.
Abi returns to Egypt to see his son James, who marries Princess Sophia Christine. Abi dies from scratch, but he dies happy. The king gives a funeral to the whole village that comes to honor him for the braveness that Abi has done for them. But 10 years later, James, son of Abi, becomes the next hero of Egypt for holding his father's place. Then he hears the sea dragon starting to breathe. And he also hears snoring.